All right, we're here, ready to enjoy the next experience with the feedback for Rob Bales. And so this is Jim Wilson speaking. It's been my pleasure to be a guide on this journey. I'll go ahead and go. I was going to wait. I guess I was supposed to actually wait till last, but since I'm already started, we'll go ahead. Remember what the directions are after I'm already started. Yeah, so you can go ahead. So we've only met a short time ago, but in that time, if anything that I think when I looked at your pictures, having listened to your story, but then listening to the pictures, again, I went to the influence. You're obviously a person of influence. It was seen in your story when you're still a teenager and you're dealing drugs, and not just, you know, $10 here and $5 there, but large amounts at an early age. You obviously were able to influence people even at a very young age. What is powerful in your story, though, is that God has redeemed that and is now able to take that very same gifting that you had then, and able to bring it to fruition in your present life, in your marriage, in your ministry. Gary talked about the dangers of just being a leader. You know, I want to be a leader. But a leader has so much, and you did a good job of pointing out those various aspects that, you know, to be a leader means to have mercy. It means to engage people. It means working to have a brotherhood. All things that, as I've heard you describe, the ministries and the things you're trying to do, engaging with people that you're doing, to have strength in the midst of challenges. And obviously, that many people, you've got a lot of challenges. So it's bound to be there. With that, to have the God's name of a lion, also comes responsibility. And again, I see in your story, you found out that your wife was pregnant, you didn't just abandon her, even though you'd been abandoned in so many other places. When you heard those words, you stayed through the pregnancy, stayed afterwards as long as that she was desirous that you be there. You obviously know what responsibility is and were willing to follow through. And so once again, now you're having opportunity to, part of one of the more difficult parts of leadership is to be responsible. And it's hard. Yeah, it is. It's a heavy burden.
It has its challenges.
Yeah. Yes, it's hard, but you practiced well. I think of another aspect that you have to have is discipline. When I look back at your story and think of, people struggle with weight. And will struggle for decades. And it comes from the pain from within and the various things, but you took that, applied yourself, and miraculously, I mean, it just doesn't happen very often. And yet you were able to see that weight come. I would have no concept looking at you today. I mean, it's just unbelievable that was a part of you at one time. I have no doubts it was true, and no doubt pictures would show it, but
I got pictures.
Yeah. But today I would have no concept of that. So it obviously shows a depth of character that you have discipline, and that is another aspect that you're putting forward into your present time. when I think of what might come against your glory, I think the story of abandonment is what I heard probably most often, and even in current times, was this. The theme was, everyone who I've given my heart to, they're abandoning me. And no doubt Satan would like to make that an ongoing theme. But the good part is that you're oriented. You're aware that it's a lie. You're getting tools, if you don't already have them, you're getting tools of how to deal with it, how to fight against it, to use. We had sessions on spiritual warfare, and so you keep growing in it. And so I think while it has been a constant theme, and you've experienced it more than any person should ever have to, you can and will be victorious over that false belief and things that are coming there. What do you need? What do I think God's up to in this part of your story? One of the themes that I heard was a desire for some rest. In the midst of the chaos, in the midst of umpteen responsibilities, in the midst of pressure and more heavy things coming down day after day, hour after hour. Part of, and it's not something that I have practiced well, part of why I came back to the U.S. Was to learn how to take more rest. So it's an area I'm sensitive to myself, because I didn't do real well. Was often a workaholic, and so I've had to learn how to rest. It can make all the difference for your ongoing, for the long haul. It has to be that vital ingredient. But the good part again is you're oriented, you're aware. Now comes the hard part, and that's the action. But you have to have the orientation first, and you have it. And so I'm looking forward again, whether it be in the spring, to hear an update, to know the good things that are happening in your family, in your ministry, in your relationships. And we'll look forward to that.
Thank you.
Either way.
My phone's not recording.
I
don't know what's wrong with it.
Here. Oh,
storage is full. Oh, okay, yeah, just turn it off.
Yeah, you want me to record it?
I have faith that it'll come through on that.
Red light's on, so it should be doing okay.
Red light's on.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. This is Joe speaking. Rob, it's been really cool to hang out with you for the last couple days. You're a good guy, and it's been a privilege to hear your story, and we've got some shared history there, so we can identify with one another. What I kept hearing as I was trying to think of, you know, what to say to you is, although your race is nowhere near over, I hear God telling me, well done, good and faithful servant. Mm-hmm. And the key word there is faithful. Mm. It is written all throughout your story. Your faithfulness to other people, your faithfulness to God. It's inspiring. I said to you, I guess it was last night, that listening to your story, kind of what I wrote next to your name is, Ben, what did I say?
Shit on, but faithful. Yeah, I remember.
Pooped on, but still faithful. Man, you've lived a life. You know, the the abandonment issues that you faced, I mean, throughout your entire life, is crazy. And the fact that you're still willing to be, you're still faithful to that, putting yourself out there, I mean, love, your first passion verb, you know, pursue. That for someone who has experienced what you have, I wouldn't think that would come naturally. But it seems to from you. So, well done.
Thank you.
You know, it's obvious to me that you love God. Everything that you've related to in all of these exercises has been your relationship with God.
Yep.
And you value that walk. And again, that's, I mean, that's what makes greatness, right? Is when we put God first. So, and yeah, just the passion that you show for your walk is really good. Your passion words, I mean, they totally fit. They're just, you know, especially the themes of rescue has come up through your pictures and through your story and everything, and that notion of defend. It's, you know, so God said that you're his lion, right? When we think back to some of the clips that we've seen from the Chronicles of Narnia, Aslan is the lion. Mm-hmm. And what does he do so many times? He rescues,
mm-hmm.
right? He comes to the girl's aid with the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to everybody's aid when he, you know, he rescues at the stone table, and then when he summons all of the other animals, he's rescuing, and that's you. That's what lions do, and it also makes you very dangerous for good.
Amen to that.
It's good. You know, I want to comment on something that this is how I see it. Something that you said about the mountains being a mystery to you. I think there's two things in that, possibly. You said you like stones and stuff like that. Well, what's a mountain?
Yeah.
It's just a whole bunch of stones
compressed,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think also it's, you know, you've been in this message for a little while and you've had some mountaintop experiences, and I think you're seeking more of those really truly mountaintop experiences. Those blow me away, snot hanging out of my nose kind of things that you said you experienced at the heart of a warrior. Right? So that's my thought on it. It's just so good. I see you also as an overcomer. I mean, that's the best word to describe what you've done in your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Keep getting pooped on and overcome. What works against your glory, I think, is obviously those abandonment issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do have so much to offer, and these people can't see it. And for whatever reason, they go out of your life, you know? And I think there's an assault on your heart over this abandonment issue, as you even alluded to it in your story, you know, oh, my best friend wouldn't even tell me that he was drinking and having these problems. I think that's a slippery slope for you. I think that you've got to keep to the forefront of your mind that those people who seemingly abandon you, they don't know what they've got in front of them. That's all. They don't know what a friend and what a lion they have as an ally. And you know, that's their loss. That's their loss. But I think you have to watch out for that, because it can weigh heavy. And what do I see as God up to you, God up to in your life? To me, it's fairly clear. It's with this new journey, and this message, it's the awaken, deepen, and fulfill. I mean, he's awakening in you the qualities of a leader, you know, influence. Influence is the calling. Leader, as Jim said, is just, and as Gary said, is just, it's a byproduct of being a natural influencer, and that is something you certainly are. You have a very strong personality, but a gentle one. But you can be, I bet you can be a little rough around the edges when you need to be.
Sorry, you have no idea.
And I love it, because I'm the same exact way. So yeah, I think it's, you know, you keep these passions are getting awoken, and then you walk for a season and deepen, and then you're asked to step into this role of, you know, leader of men's group or whatever it may be. I definitely think there's so much more in store for you. Keep walking in this message. And, you know, Daddy is going to bestow good gifts on you. If you're willing to receive them, and I'm pretty sure you are. So, I just thought of this as I was kind of closing up, and I mean, what I would say to you is, you're lovable. I love you. And, the old adage, man, Charlie Brown, you're a good man, Charlie Brown.
You know? Oh, brother, you don't know. I'll share with you.
And,
that's the first time I heard that.
That's just what I think. So yeah, I appreciate you sharing.
Awesome, man. Those are words from some God being spoken through you. So
cool.
It means a lot.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
This is CJ giving feedback to Rob. So what's God telling me about you? The first thing is that you're loved, and that you're his beloved son, and that the words that came to me though from God were, "Buckle up, you're in for a ride." And I just see that in your heart, because the second one was, you know, who have you experienced this man to truly be? And what God was saying is, you are a lion warrior for God, pursuing the heart of the broken, addicted, and walking dead. And you have influence. You can interpret and love people right where they are. I mean, that it's written all over the board there of you rescuing, you coming to get people, loving people, pursuing people, defending people. I think of the story you talked about being a bouncer and defending people, but now you're God's bouncer. And that just really struck me, just how much you love people. I think the brilliance, or the weightiness to me, is you know, you've got a God-guided voice. And what I'm saying there is, where the deadening was, or where the kill, but you got a new song. You were prepared and gave such a tremendous presentation of your story and what Mission Addiction was, and then actually everything throughout your story was so well written that I would love to hear your devotions, and I think that's what God's saying too. We got a new song. The things that could affect your glory, or your the things that you have, I think diminishment just through past assaults. He's not going to run any different place. He's just going to keep going up the gut. He's just going to keep running the same play. And I think he's convinced that he can do some damage there. But I know otherwise. And what I think God's saying right now in this particular part of your journey is, stay close to me. You are a light. You're my warrior. It's time to go after the broken and advance our kingdom. There's a harvest waiting a sheep, and let's make music.
It's music in my ears.
I love you, brother.
I love you too.
All right. Good one.